guys, welcome back to season two of Roll in the City podcast. I know it's been a while, but welcome back. I'm still here. So I hope you guys miss me. Anyway, so I'm here today because we're on the,
Post-Super Tuesday.
Yes, Post-Super Tuesday. And we're here to dissect it. And the voice that you heard is none other than Jenny. And I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Jenny Gattone. I am one half of the Backwards and in High Heels podcast on Demcast USA, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here with Ro to talk politics in what has to be one of the wildest elections in probably our lifetime.
Exactly. It's just been crazy. Just even from our last episode, we were talking about all the Democratic candidates till now. It's been narrowed down to
significantly,
to like just two front runners coming off of Super Tuesday. So let's just jump right in and let's talk about it. Like, what did you think, like, after seeing especially the results in California?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I mean, I think we all expected Sanders to win, but the idea was whether or not Biden would glean in a high enough percentage to get delegates, which he did.
I know, surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Right, the Latino voters came out for Bernie in California. In California.
Big time. They did. We'll see how that goes in other states.
I don't think so.
We're gonna have to see, because his speaking in favor of favorably about Castro is gonna be a real big problem.
Yeah.
And to be perfectly frank, should be.
Right.
Castro was euphemistically not a great guy.
Pretty much, yeah. And just definitely not popular. So it was kind of weird that he would even just give his like opinion and like double down on it a little bit.
And to be perfectly frank, this is not the first dictator he has spoken favorably about, and that's also a problem.
Yeah. That is, I don't know. There's something about Bernie that doesn't resonate with me. That's why I didn't vote for him.
I did not either.
I know. You know, what do you think it is for you personally why he didn't resonate with you?
I mean, I want to start by saying I am going to vote for whoever gets the nomination.
Me too.
And I do like Bernie's ideas. It's the person himself. And for me, it's twofold. One, he speaks very negatively at times. Mm-hmm. And he has some supporters. The way they behave is really bad. And the way they behaved specifically after South Carolina, when African-American voters started weighing in, there was just some straight-up racism.
Boy,
it's continuing.
Right.
Which is a really big problem.
Exactly, because, you know, as we know, holler, sorry, but African-American voters kind of, you know, are a big deal in terms of who's going to be the Democratic presidential candidate.
They're
deciding factor.
Absolutely. They're the backbone of the Democratic Party. And to be perfectly frank, I mean, racism is just absolutely never acceptable.
Never.
We are all people. It's all melanin.
You're right, exactly.
So they can all go fuck themselves.
Yeah, like, I don't understand that either. It's like, you know, that's maybe because I think you spoke to this before we started recording, that Bernie Sanders is very divisive. Like, because he's so extreme that it doesn't really reflect how our Democratic Party is reflected. His views don't reflect everybody's views in the Democratic Party. I think, in my opinion, I think Biden's views are a little bit more
congruous.
Yes. I think he has a little bit of something for everybody that could kind of like relate to.
Yeah.
Or they have some special interest in that he's, you know, fighting for. So I think that kind of bridges the gap. And I think a lot of people because we're trying to do a lot. I think the Democratic Party should be trying to get somebody that can be bipartisan.
Absolutely.
And try to get some of the swing states and get some of the Trump supporters to kind of like, what's it called? The Never Trumpers?
The Never Trumpers.
To vote for him.
Who have been pretty vocal about liking Biden.
Right, which is a plus.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, I think Elizabeth Warren got the shaft. It really breaks my heart that she has not done better than she has.
Right. And I don't know why.
And,
like, two
sexism. Yeah. I think if she was a man, this would be wrapped up.
Wow. That's really hard pill to swallow. Because I do know two people in my personal life that voted for her.
Yeah. I was really close. And it was super tempting because I just really wanted the feeling of voting for a woman, sitting there going, in the last two cycles, mm-hmm. I voted for a woman. This is fucking awesome.
Right. Yeah, it's dope. It really is dope.
But in the end, I just sat there and was like, I can't. But I really wish I could have.
Right.
I really wish I could have, but it doesn't. It's not because I don't like Biden. I like him very much, and I feel like whenever people and say things aren't going to change with him, you need to listen to him actually speak things. Mm-hmm. But be careful because
he gaffes a lot.
No, he gaffes a fucking lot. And I'm not going to defend, and I'm not going to defend his gaffes either.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's very privileged to me to sit there and be like, well, that's not quite what he meant. That's very privileged of me. I'm not gonna tell people how to take it. But I think people just really want someone kind and decent, who knows how to work the legislative system and get shit done. And you know, we need those down ballot races.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the Senate. We need that 51st senator. We need to keep the House blue. And people need to remember that, like, we passed that progressive legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Legislation, excuse me. A President Biden would sign that. If they actually managed to expand, you know, have stuff that expands healthcare, you know, stuff that addresses, you know, Bernie sits there and is like, the Democratic establishment doesn't want to address wealth inequality. They pass legislation for it. Biden's going to sign it.
I know, like, just for a second, that really trips me out because Bernie is trying to be the Democratic presidential candidate, but he continuously talks shit.
Insults. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm just like confused. Like, how is he going to get the whole party to back him?
And that's,
he's continuously being so negative.
Yes, and that rubs me the wrong way too.
Yeah.
Is I'm not saying the Democratic Party is perfect.
No, by any means, no.
But he insults them at every single turn.
I know. It's really weird. And then seeing ads about it too, it's like,
he's like, I am a threat to the Democratic establishment.
Bitch, but you need us.
I'm like, bitch, you're trying to become the head of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, you need us. You're trying to.
The president, the president is the
delegates.
Head.
Yeah.
The president's the head of the Democratic Party. And you're right. Saying, they go, if it becomes a brokered convention and we have another round of voting and you're dealing with superdelegates, boy, are you encouraging them to vote for you.
Wow. That's a very good point. And that's the thing.
And you know he is going to bitch that it's all fixed.
Exactly.
If it goes to a second round and you have superdelegates not voting for him, it's never going to occur to him. It's because he sat there and insulted them for months and months.
Right.
For him, it's going to be fixed. I mean, it's something that's really frustrating to me, and his supporters are the same way, is that when he's ahead, it's the will of the people.
Right.
But when he's behind, oh, it's all fixed.
Right.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not, because he's like extreme. If it became Sanders and Trump, they're so far on either end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Like, how are we going to get anybody in the middle to kind of come and support our candidate to try to get Trump out? That's the scary part for me.
Yeah.
It's like Bernie's so extreme to say, like, universal health care, da-da-da-da. And there's some people in our party that are like moderate.
Universal health. Well, the thing, like, is, universal health care.
A little conservative too.
There's nobody in the Democratic Party that's running that is anti-universal health care. It is absolutely something we're every first world country has universal health care. There is no reason we shouldn't have it. It's the Medicare for all. And to be perfectly frank, I don't have a problem with Medicare for all. I mean, something like 70 odd cents every healthcare dollar goes into either advertising or lobbying. Medicare for all is absolutely doable. it's just, it's not something that we can drop like an Alka-Seltzer into a cup of water. It's something that has to be eased into and transitioned into. I mean,
yeah.
And that's something that I feel like he doesn't think about.
Exactly. And I mean, is there a way that we can have both? Isn't it because the Affordable Care Act kind of merges the single payer plus kind of like Medicare for all?
Well, you had Pete and kind Amy. Of like, you had Pete and Amy talking about
right,
the...
Right, they kind of like...
Yes.
They go together.
You had Pete and Amy talking about doing something similar like Medicare, that you could buy into Medicare.
Right.
It was a great idea.
Right.
But universal healthcare should absolutely... It's ridiculous. And it's something that everybody wants regardless of political party.
Right.
But people are in favor of expanding
right.
Obamacare over Medicare for All... outside of Bernie supporters, and that is something that unfortunately, and I think that's something that is a problem with Bernie, is that he does not listen to anybody that disagrees with him.
Yeah. It's like, how you're gonna, you're supposed to bring America together.
Yeah.
I think that's why and Obama was so powerful, and even like Clinton to a certain degree kind of like brought some Republicans over
and
a little bit.
I think that is why Super Tuesday was a lot more super for Biden exactly. than it was for Bernie.
Yeah.
Now he's only 60 delegates behind. He can still come back from this.
Right.
And in the end, I think Bernie is also a decent man.
Right.
I think his ideas are good. I think that his heart is in the right place as well. He just needs to start listening. I don't feel like he listens.
Yeah, he listens to his own ideas.
He listens to his own ideas. He doesn't listen to other people's ideas. Right. I mean, he was going after Elizabeth Warren. I mean, he and Warren worked together for years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He was going after Elizabeth
Warren. Politics get a little cutthroat.
They do, but yeah. I mean, you know, you now have Biden listening to Pete and Amy and O'Rourke and Kamala. And saying they have good ideas. I want to listen to them.
Right.
You know, you don't see Bernie doing that.
Right.
And I...
Because he's still, like,
I would
fundamentally
recommend...
independent. Fundamentally...
Yes.
And a little extreme on the... I don't know if he's a socialist, but...
No, he claims to be one.
Okay, yeah. So then he's extreme socialist to me, in my opinion.
And not right, and that's the thing, is that he is seen as extreme, and I really hope he kind of straightens up, or he's gonna see things continue to go this way. I think.
Right. Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. I think the fact that he has not, and that he's continued to bag the Democratic Party the way mm-hmm. he has, is why you're starting to see. The Democratic
shift.
Party circle the shift, yes, mm-hmm. and that you're starting to see the Democratic Party circle the wagons around Biden, because I don't think the fix is in by any means. Do I think they're circling the wagons? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do because Biden was Obama's guy. Mm-hmm. They know that Americans are longing for the time
normalcy.
Of Obama,
like normalcy.
Like, with Obama, we did not wake up every morning terrified.
Or just wanting to not watch the news. That's
yeah.
me. I don't even want to watch the news.
Yeah. I mean, but I will say the one gift Trump gave us is that he showed people that were not aware mm-hmm. under Obama that America does not work for everybody.
Right. That's true.
There's a lot of people America doesn't work for. And
right.
Trump has brought that into stark relief by... making it even worse for people America doesn't work for, and for making America work for even fewer people. So I think Americans are now more committed to saying that doesn't work for us.
Right.
We need to make America work for everybody. And I think what's fortunate is that all of the candidates, moderate to Democratic Socialist, want to make America work better for everybody.
Right. That's the that could be a positive takeaway. From all of this,
the only one.
I'm like, who is gonna win against him? And this, it just makes me nervous. It makes me nervous. I
know you're a lot more I know you're a lot more cautiously optimistic.
Right.
I'm fairly optimistic. I think that people are done.
With Trump?
I do.
I don't know. I think he's still got some of the delegates because I think the GOP has more influence in the delegates than the Democratic Party does.
Oh, as far as states
even,
go?
Right. So, like, even, okay, let's say, hypothetically speaking, that it's Biden and Trump.
Okay.
I think that, like, the delegates would buy...
Oh, like the Electoral College?
Right. I'm sorry. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Not the delegates. The Electoral College.
Okay.
Would back the Republicans more than... Even outside of Trump, they're not necessarily supporting. Some people don't even. I think some Republicans really don't like Trump.
Oh, I think most of them don't.
And they just want to
but
keep
they
the
like
power.
Power.
They want the power. So
absolutely.
So that's what makes me scared. It's because they want to keep the.
I absolutely respect that. Mm-hmm. I think though, what we are going to see is, and I think he's going to cheat. I think the fact that they reopened that Burisma investigation the day after South Carolina is very telling.
One second.
Yeah, yeah.
All these investigations against Trump are...
No, that's against Biden.
Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe I didn't see
the Burisma investigation.
The one from Ukraine.
Yeah.
That was brought up during the impeachment trial.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they decided to reopen that against Hunter Biden.
Oh.
Remember how we didn't hear a word about it while Bernie was in the lead?
Right. And then like the interesting part is that I did see Bernie on The View and he was talking and he was saying that Hunter's fine. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in hearing what he got to say now. That they're reopening the investigation. I don't know why I missed that.
It just happened the day after South Carolina.
Oh.
All of a sudden, Ron Johnson was subpoenaing people.
Oh my goodness. Now talk about a
motherfucking
distraction.
And now a federal judge has said that Hillary Clinton has to sit for a deposition. I mean, it's just...
Oh my God. This is...
They are still going after Hillary Clinton. The election was like 3.5 years ago.
He's not going to let the Obama... American die down. He's not going to let...
He just blamed the Obama administration for a lack of coronavirus tests.
How do you blame a Democratic Party for a... what's it called? A national outbreak? Like,
yeah.
World outbreak.
A pandemic.
Yeah,
exactly. Because he's handling it... Because he's being criticized for how he's handling it, so his reaction is to blame Obama.
That is so crazy.
Because the problem is some of his supporters are going to believe it.
I know, because... Okay, listen. I don't like to judge people. I really don't. And like, yeah, I went to college. I mean, college is not the only education that you can get in life. You can get life experiences or whatever.
Absolutely.
But I think it's very important for people to just... Just read a little bit.
Yeah.
Go online, search some stuff out, and really like educate yourself on stuff because like I don't understand how people just in middle America, this is a stereotype, but sorry, some of it's kind of proven fact, that just watch something on TV and just completely believe it.
Yeah.
Without like thinking about like doing the research.
No,
like,
it's incredibly dangerous.
It's like, and especially when it comes from Trump. Like, a person who, like this overlooks kids dying in cages never talks about that.
No, we don't talk about that. We don't know what body count looks like on that.
Oh, they will never talk about it. They will never talk about it because...
We're going to hear... You know what? It's going to be something like, we're going to hear about it probably when we are old.
Oh, yeah.
When we are old, we're going to hear it was, like, hundreds of kids.
Right.
And we're going to hear it was like hundreds of adults. It's going to be like...
It's going to be sad.
It's going to be horrifying.
It's devastating.
It's horrifying now.
That's one of the reasons why I want him out. I'm just like, I want him out. We got to restore
some
human decency back in America.
When I cast my vote, I thought of those kids in cages.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I thought, who is more likely to shut that shit down
exactly
the quickest?
Yeah, it's mind blowing.
And I cast that vote for the person I thought would be the quickest to shut that, to start shutting that shit down.
Right. Think about this, people. Our tax dollars are indirectly funding this shit.
They're essentially concentration camps.
Exactly. But our tax dollars are funding
yes.
this shit. And it's like, come on, like, you really, it's like almost like by you voting for him is saying like you're okay with kids being in cages.
Yes.
Because you're not taking your power or your vote and your, you know, I would say maybe opinion.
Right.
Or you're right. It's like, I don't know. I just don't. It makes me so frustrated.
No.
When I start thinking about the kids in the cages, it's like, how can people, even Republicans, how can you just...
How can you just stand by?
How can you... Yeah. And just because you want
and then especially... No, especially people
in Congress.
Especially like people in Congress. Like, it makes me mad.
It's stupid.
I'm like, how... Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Completely.
I was like, I'm sorry. It is.
Regardless of party.
Exactly. It's disgusting. So, I mean...
Whenever I've called my congressman, no matter why I've called my congressman, mm-hmm. I've been like... That has come up. I've been like, and by the way,
right.
While I've got you on the phone.
Yeah, how's your thoughts on this, right?
When are we going to get those kids the fuck back to their parents?
Right.
And out of those cages.
Yeah.
They look like they're incarcerated. They are incarcerated.
They are. Okay, maybe that's why. You know what? I want to know. Maybe somebody can, you know, comment on my Instagram or something. If you're like of the Latinx, ethnicity, is that why a lot of them are backing Bernie? Because they think that he's gonna let the kids out the cages
faster.
Faster than like Biden would. But I mean, I think yeah. Biden would too. But like, I think it would be like of a longer process because I mean, I think
I actually think Biden would do it faster.
Really?
I do.
Because I think I don't think he agrees to the kids in cages, but I just think he doesn't want to, I don't know, not upset people, but I think he would think about doing it in a way where they can still crack down on the border, but also don't do things that are like inhumane.
I actually think he would do it quicker. Because
Did
I think,
Bernie?
Yeah. Because I think Biden is going in very much with the idea of cleaning up the mess Trump made.
Mm-hmm. And then Bernie's going with, oh God, I'm just
Bernie's
blowing up the shit.
Bernie's going in with very, very large ideas that he wants to enact right this minute.
Oh, so a lot of bills that he wants to pass.
Exactly. And I respect that.
It's honestly, that's a dream world. It's like heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Free college. I wish I was 18 again.
Yeah.
Free college. You know what I mean?
Biden is actually talking about free tuition for community college.
Yeah. That's
great.
Good. Yeah. That's good.
That's great.
I don't mind that.
At all.
Because then, you know, at least you'll feel good about your tax dollars instead of going to kids in cages and go to people getting educated.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense.
So I actually think he would do it more quickly because I think Biden is very... He has struck me that his priorities are very much with taking a lot of these inhumane policies that he has set, that Trump has set, and shutting it down.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm trying to think
like the way Trump came into office and started signing executive orders
for all kinds of shit.
Oh my God, that first week was horrifying.
Right, and it was like I don't even know what came first. It was so much stuff that happened. It was like. Travel ban.
But they didn't call it the Paris Agreement.
That, and then it was the
Jesus Christ.
Then all the sweeps, like people don't talk about that. All the sweeps they were doing ISIS,
yeah,
especially here in California.
Or ICE, yeah.
Yeah. Also,
oh my
not
God,
ISIS,
they were
I'm
doing.
Sorry, ICE.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
But yeah, they were doing a lot of crazy stuff, and I still think a lot of people are still scared.
I don't blame them.
They're very scared.
And I don't blame them.
And also, like, I was reading somewhere that, like, the Latin community or the Hispanic community likes Sanders because I guess they're more, like, working class.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, you know, have, you know, the same benefits as like anybody else. They maybe they can't, like, I mean, working class people, we're obviously part of the working class, but yes, you know, I think everybody would want like stuff that's affordable and to live a happy life.
Sure.
Not to be broke all the time or living paycheck to paycheck. So I do get that. Mm-hmm. And I can see why, like, you know, they would vote for Sanders. Like, I really do.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. You know, the weird thing is they're not really getting behind Biden. I don't know why.
I don't know.
They're really not showing out for him.
No.
But black people, we showing out for Biden. So I need somebody to tell me why. Like, I'm black, African-American, however you want to describe it. But I don't understand why a lot of people are backing him. I think a lot of people, to be honest, I'm sorry, this is very judgmental, but just because he was Barack Obama's former vice president, and maybe that makes them feel closer, or having somebody that thinks like a Obama, that has like ideas and policies and like that president that Obama has, so they just backing him up. Or I was reading somewhere that a lot of the black voters have thought that Biden can beat Trump because he's has more appeal. He's more like, what's it called, center right?
He's center left.
Yeah. Then like Bernie's so extreme,
yeah,
that they're afraid they're gonna lose a lot of the swing votes.
Yeah.
So they just rather vote for somebody that's gonna beat Trump. And I think that might be true, because like I don't 100% agree a lot. I have a little bit of like reservations about Biden. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, if he can really beat Trump. But I'm hoping that he can.
I think he can.
And I'm hoping that he can resonate a little bit more, because like for a long time, and this is why people, like a lot of people was talking shit about Biden, because when early on his political campaign was like slow moving, it had no like momentum at all. And now they're like, oh my God, like I can't believe like, Biden has so many states, and you know, after Super Tuesday, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
That was nuts.
And the funny thing is that everybody was like, oh, I can't believe this, Biden can do it. But he didn't even spend that much on campaigning. And some of the states that he won, he didn't even campaign in.
No, and he blew them out too.
That's where I was like, how does that happen? So are those the swing votes? The people that are just tired, the never Trumpers that like voted for Trump and now they're tired. They don't like what he did, and they're just saying.
I will say Virginia's a swing state.
Yeah.
And he blew out Virginia.
Yeah.
North Carolina's a purple state.
Mm-hmm.
And he blew out North Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of the southern states are fairly red. That being said, Nancy Pelosi in the midterms had a 50 states ground game. And take a look at the House.
Yeah, she's been there for a while.
Yeah, take a look at the House.
What's it called? Staying power?
Yeah, and I mean, look who occupies the seat once occupied by... I mean, Lucy McBath. Look at Lucy McBath. Newt Gingrich sat in that seat for years.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's Lucy McBath, who I love, by the way. She is a badass.
Any woman in Congress or government in the high seat is
absolutely,
like, I think it's a badass. Even if I don't agree with it politically,
yeah,
I know they work their ass off to get there.
She's,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's in the South. She's a bit, you know, Democrats in the South are going to be a bit more moderate.
Yeah.
Even, you know, you look in Kansas, the district I grew up in is Sharice Davids. Mm-hmm. And she's a bit more moderate. It's Kansas.
Right. Yeah.
It's Kansas, for fuck's sake.
yeah, you have to be a little, you know. Just
you know, they had some Bernie-crats run and they got their asses kicked.
Oh, wow.
Because it's too far left for Kansas. But Kansas is getting to be a more purple state. It now, you know, that's one of the most highly populated areas in the state. And it's now being represented by a Democrat who's the first LGBT person sent to Congress. And one of the first Indigenous people sent to Congress, she and Deborah Holland.
Oh yeah,
were sent this year.
This last year.
This last cycle.
Right.
I mean, that's something. And the state is now run by Laura Kelly. who is a Democrat. So that state is becoming a bit more purple. Mm-hmm. So that's a state that could potentially be in play. It's not going to be in play with Bernie.
Ooh, this election. It's going to be down to the wire. I think in November, it's going to be down.
Absolutely.
It's going to be like a hair thin.
I absolutely think so.
It's going to be like so close.
But I expect it to go to Biden. I don't take it for granted, but I do expect it to go to Biden.
Yeah.
I really do.
I know, and I'm sorry, like, Bernie Sanders supporters.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, because, like, I know, like, you guys have worked really hard, because they really did. They campaigned their butts off.
Incredibly.
And, you know.
And are going to continue to.
They got California. I was a little shocked, to be honest. Yeah. I was a little shocked.
And will continue to campaign hard. And he's only behind by 60. It's not over yet.
Exactly. And they're still, I think this morning, they were still saying there was some coming in.
They are in California.
Yeah.
They are in California. So, I
think he kind of won it. He won California.
He won it.
Yeah.
But Biden won Texas, which was a really big surprise.
Yeah, that's good. That's because that has a lot of,
that's a lot of Latinos.
Yeah.
That's a very heavily Latino state. So
that's good. So I'm happy about that. I'm still on the fence.
And it's interesting because I'm active on Twitter, and I think Twitter, you see a lot more of the further left and the further right, but I think it's a bit taken for granted that the country itself is a lot closer to center.
Yep, it's true.
As I feel like a lot more people on Twitter, there was a lot more surprise at how Super Tuesday went, and I was not, because I was like, guys, this place is...
They're not ready for Sanders and his extreme.
I've got to be honest. I don't know. I mean, I feel like even Warren could have done better. Should I pause?
Yeah. Sorry,
No worries. We're just gonna take a brief pause. We're back. Okay, where were we?
I think we were talking about was it like the. How?
Sorry, guys, we're having a senior moment.
I know. No, you were talking about how you weren't surprised because on Twitter.
People on Twitter were a bit more surprised. I think sometimes Twitter can be a bit of a bubble. Our country's a bit more center. A bit more center than I think people quite realize.
Yeah.
And I think. Super Tuesday just reminded people.
Yeah. It says like, hello, like, okay, we really, especially if you're part of the Democratic Party, you're like, okay, this is telltale sign of how we possibly could beat Trump. We possibly could beat Trump.
Yeah.
If we get somebody that's more center instead of extreme.
Well, and they said, and it's interesting because they're like, well, we're going to lose because Hillary Clinton lost in 2016. I'm like, I would like to point out two things to you. Number one, she won the popular vote and not by like two votes. She won the popular vote by over 3 million votes. He only won the Electoral College by what, like 50,000 strategically placed votes?
Right.
And we got screwed by Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, which thanks a lot, guys. That being said...
No, I was just. Oh no, so funny.
What's Aleppo again? It's a sensory dipshit. That being said, and number one, we don't have a third party candidate as a spoiler. Although, don't count out Tulsi Gabbard, because I don't know that she's not going to try that.
Oh, I hope she doesn't.
She might. Number two. He cheated. He had assistance from a hostile foreign power.
Which he denies, and there's proof.
And I'm sure he's going to have
it. Never got prosecuted for. So I just can't stand this country.
And I'm sure he's going to have it this. I'm sure he's going to have it this time. But he also won in states that Biden is probably going to carry. He won Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Biden's going to carry Pennsylvania. States like he just won Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. He just won Minnesota.
People were surprised by that too.
They expected it to go to Bernie.
Yeah.
No, he blew it out. States like Wisconsin, Michigan, they expect to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
I I personally think, I mean, Missouri's gone fairly red at this point. I remember being in Kansas City to canvass for Sharice Davids, was that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And remember I came back and I was so pissed about the ads for Josh Hawley, who ended up unseating Claire McCaskill. Mm-hmm. Remember how mad I was about those ads? Because he was like, scary brown people. And I was like, we're in Missouri.
Yeah, where, what?
In Missouri, he's like, the scary brown people at the border. And I'm like, he won on straight racism. But I mean, I remember the ads.
Pause for a second. I hate when people do, anybody, where there's media politicians, fear-mongering. It really pisses me off. It really pissed me off. But finish your point.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's
so
stupid.
Exactly. So by the way, conclusion there, Claire McCaskill is awesome. Josh Hawley won on fear-mongering and racism.
He tells you the state of our...
He's such a little twit, too. It's really too bad. The Senate is a poorer place for Claire McCaskill not being in it. And the ads against Sharice Davids were appalling, too, as you can imagine. You're dealing with a woman who is a lesbian, is Native American, and was a former mixed martial arts fighter, which is awesome, by the way.
Right, so I don't know why y'all was doing negative ads. She probably could have taekwondo kicked your ass.
She really could.
I mean, honestly.
But you can imagine what those ads look like. Yeah. And I remember being there to pick up my rental car and seeing my first anti-Sharice ad and was just kind of like, oh, God.
Here we go.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm not surprised, but... I'm appalled.
Yeah.
It's not just, even like I'm disappointed. That's such a white woman thing to say. But I'm disappointed. But I was disappointed.
Yeah.
Like I'm disappointed. But I wasn't disappointed on election night when she won by 10 points.
Yeah. That's, you just gotta, it takes time sometimes for people to get out of their like bigotry, their like stereotypes and their prejudices.
Prejudices.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you.
No, and you got it.
It really does. Sometimes it takes time to work out things and to reach people on like a different level because, I think it can happen. So that's why I'm like, I'm hoping what's going to happen.
I feel like Biden does that. And I feel like that's why he had a Super Tuesday is I feel like Biden appeals to that which is kind and decent and good in people.
Right.
And because he is.
Right. But he's going to have to fire it up. But I'm glad he did when the Super Tuesday results came out and he was talking and before the lady that was the dairy protester got on the stage? He was fired up.
That's a good point. I mean, Jill Biden for president. Seriously.
I know. She was like, I'm going to kick them. No, she was like, no, not today.
Not today, not today, Satan.
Exactly.
And then Simone Sanders.
I know. She was like
finished it.
Exactly. She's like, not going to happen.
I mean, the thing is, let's be real honest. I mean, he's 78. No, he's 77. But I mean, still, don't attack a 77-year-old man for the love of God.
What's the point of, to me, I don't get the point of rushing on the stage. Why don't you just like holler and heckle and protest? And be,
wave your sign.
Yeah, wave your sign.
She from where she went on stage, she was pretty close to the press. You didn't need to go on stage.
Exactly. The thing is like, everybody's like, well, he doesn't have security, or doesn't he have Secret Service?
They're now asking for Secret Service.
But I was told that former vice presidents only get Secret Service for six months out. That doesn't make no sense.
No.
How 6 months out of the whole year? That just
no, six months after the end of their tenure.
Oh, so that's it?
So he hasn't had it for years.
Oh, well, that's a problem. He needs to get.
They were saying he and Sanders should have Secret Service.
Exactly, they should.
Which I don't have a problem with. I think is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
But boy, oh boy, if he doesn't get it, Jill Biden can clearly handle it.
Yeah.
She's got it.
She's got it.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but I'm glad that, like, before that, maybe that's why the protester bum rushed because, like, Joe Biden
she had it, though.
Yeah, she did. She stopped it. But he was, like, in his speech, he was, like, even though he's not the best speaker, whatever.
Yeah.
And people criticize him about it.
Right.
He's not going to be like Obama. So just everybody stop trying to.
That's the thing.
Compare him to Obama, everybody. He's not Obama.
I love it when the GOP today on Twitter were like, Trump gives legendary speeches. Joe Biden gives gaffes. And I'm like, okay, number one.
Do you understand? He
no.
cusses. I've never known a president to cuss so much on TV.
Nope.
Isn't that the funniest thing?
I mean, I cuss. I'm not going to cuss on TV, though.
Not if you're the president of the United States and you're talking about some real serious things.
Exactly.
Instead, you just get on TV and just start talking shit. Like,
I know. I'm like, Obama's like home. Obama sings Amazing Grace on TV. Trump says bullshit on TV.
I know. It's like, I just sort of like, the GOP could kiss my black ass.
Exactly.
Like, serious, you don't have to say.
Exactly.
Anyways.
And my white ass is going to call the manager
exactly.
on him.
Oh my God, it's so stupid. I like swear. Like, I feel like the Republican Party just like lost some brain cells. It's so crazy.
It's terrible.
I know. It's so funny.
It's terrible.
I know. I mean, it's just, it's hilarious that they talk so much about Biden. Like, anybody, I speak better than Trump. Like, you know, and I'm not even a speech
That's
person.
A good point.
And like, I mean, anybody, and
he,
you know?
And the thing is, he has speech. He has speech writers. It's not even like he's off the cuff.
I don't think he reads. He has the speech there, but he doesn't actually read it.
And all
I think he
ever,
goes off talk.
And all he ever does is whine.
I know.
All he ever does is whine.
And gives these like one-liners. So it's kind of like, come
And
on.
I mean, what's terrifying to me, what's genuinely terrifying to me about Trump is that I had two grandparents die from dementia.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
It's not okay, but it's okay. Trump looks familiar. Trump looks familiar. He sounds like my pop-pop. My pop-pop had dementia. And so I'm just like he's
that
like specifically my pop-pop.
That would explain a lot.
So I'm like, I remember watching him speak like, remember I think I told you that like a couple months ago that I watched him speak for the first time in a long time and I was like, that guy's got something wrong neurologically.
Yeah, he got more than something neurologically wrong, I'd say.
Oh no, he's got many things wrong.
Yeah,
but
maybe like
there's
no,
something.
That's still not gonna, I don't. If he,
there's
even
something
if he
wrong.
Had dementia, like I don't. Want, that sounds harsh that I'm about to say this, but I mean he doesn't get a pass with certain things with me. Like yeah, you can get treatment for that, and you know having dementia does not make it okay to ban people based on their religion, keep kids locked up at the border, separate them from their parents. Misogynistic things.
Well, lest we forget, locking kids in cages began with Jeff Sessions.
But under the Trump administration.
Oh, absolutely.
He did not. It's not like he like...
He signed off on... Oh, he
exactly.
sure as hell signed off on
right.
it.
Right. So he knew...
And
he
he's keeping it going.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody said nothing.
Nope. They let... Yeah.
I wish you would have had a Trump supporter, but I don't know no Trump supporters. I really need to understand what's going on inside their brains.
I had a
like,
good dialogue. I had a good dialogue going on with one for a while, and we were pretty good at finding common ground until Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
And then we lost common ground.
Okay, so maybe you can like share a little bit about what you learned from.
It was a long time ago. I mean,
like
she had a
the mind of the Trump
she
supporter.
Had a general distrust of government.
Okay, so then that appealed to Trump appealed to her, being that he wasn't
as a Molotov cocktail.
Gotcha. Okay, so you know what? I was reading this one article. I can't remember if it was on CNN. I think it's .com. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how Bernie may just be what we need.
Mm-hmm.
To counteract Trump because Trump is so anti-establishment and then Bernie's so anti-establishment.
I could absolutely see that.
And I was just like, that's an interesting perspective.
That is a very, I could see that as a perspective, very much so.
Right. Do you think that that has any validity to the argument?
I could see that as a valid argument, very much so.
So I don't,
The problem is I don't think people vote, I think the people that voted for Trump because he's anti-establishment, I think they're the ones that are done because of the way he's, because of his policies. Mm-hmm. I think the people that are still loyal to him are loyal to him either because of their 401k, either because of money.
Oh, yeah, because he's been really good for like the wealthy 1%
exactly.
of the country.
And Bernie's been pretty open about going after them. So yeah. They're not going to vote for him. Or the white supremacy and racism.
Right.
And they're definitely not going to go for Bernie.
No, because it's...
Bernie is Jewish.
Yeah, so that's so stupid.
So they're
I don't even know why people put people's religious beliefs or their, you know,
But I mean, he's yeah, but because he is pro equality, they're not going to vote. They're not going to vote for him either. So I think people that still support Trump at this point are not going to come over. Are not going to come over. I think the people who were anti-establishment, who wanted to throw a Molotov cocktail, have pretty much been like, well, that went poorly.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing pretty good for somebody that is so extreme with his, like, anti-government, yes. anti-establishment. But yes. I don't know.
And I feel like if he wasn't...
Because he's banking on, like, you know, all these young voters coming out. All
and
these
they didn't.
Not in the South.
No.
Not in the South.
Yep. No, you know who did come out in the South? Older folks.
Older folks. The black voters.
Exactly. African-Americans.
Trying to think. Yeah. Those are the two that really came out. And I think they were talking... we had touched on this earlier about Virginia. Like, they were just
That's
done.
A swing state.
Yeah, they just... They're done with Trump. They just... They
and that's
they
a swing state.
Yeah, they want to vote for anybody against him.
That's a
they
swing state.
They want him out.
They've got a Democratic governor.
I think...
Yeah, they've got Terry McAuliffe.
I think we got Virginia. Yeah, I think we're good.
I think we got Virginia.
Yeah, that's why.
And to be perfectly frank, I think we could have... I think we could have North Carolina, maybe even South Carolina. They're pretty fed up with Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
And they've got Jamie Harrison. They've got a good candidate running.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, Kentucky just elected it. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we have Kentucky. But.
Yeah, nobody talks about Kentucky.
But Kentucky, I don't think we can get Kentucky.
Probably not.
But we could, but they did just elect a Democratic governor.
Maybe so it's like. What's
he's
it called?
Moderate.
Light purple.
he's moderate.
Maybe it's polka dot purple.
It might be a couple. Exactly.
Like
but he's moderate, but he is Democratic. Mm-hmm. And as for that psychopathic turtle, he has Amy McGrath right on his heels, which is pretty impressive for somebody who's had that seat for, I think, going on 40 years to have somebody within a point of him. And I love Amy McGrath. She is pretty much Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica come to life.
Okay.
I think I remember when she was running for Congress and I was showing you her commercial and I'm like, right. Oh, you got to see this chick. You've got to see her. You've got to see her.
Right.
She's so badass. I think I showed everybody that commercial because she's like, they say a Democrat can't win in Kentucky.
Oh.
We'll see about that. And I was like, oh my God, I love her.
Right. That's crazy. Before we kind of come to a close, I just wanted to talk about... what do you think about all the other candidates backing Biden?
I think that we were in a situation where, much like the country being a bit more center, I think the idea at hand was that the moderate vote was being split.
Mm-hmm.
And so they backed the candidate that was most viable, that was moderate. And I think that's why they backed out.
Okay. So do you think it was... do you think it was like...
I think it was
that they backed Biden because those states that
yes
the Bidens didn't even Biden campaign didn't even go like okay
no but
they
Amy,
spent
Amy backed him in Minnesota he won
yeah they said that Biden only spent like $255,000 in campaign ads
yep and he won and he won
versus in... Bloomberg who spent like what $550 million
Jesus.
I was like laughing about that. I was like, this is so crazy.
Yeah. And I think the bumps help. I think the endorsements helped. I think Beto O'Rourke's endorsement helped him win in Texas. Uh-huh. I think Pete Buttigieg's endorsement helped him win elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
He's already said these people are going to have a place in his cabinet.
Yeah.
Which I think is I think all of them deserve a place in his cabinet.
And so and that I kind think, of segue into who do you think is going to be the vice president?
Oh, you already know. And although I would like to ask you about this because I was talking to a girlfriend of mine today and she had a bit of a concern. I think his vice president is going to be Kamala Harris and I, for one, think it's going to be dope.
That would be nice, but I really feel like some...
People are going to have
some concerns. The black voters have like mixed feelings about Kamala because she was a prosecutor, so they feel like... You know,
she said the same thing.
She put, you know, our people away, blah 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 blah, and she negatively affected the community. But I mean, that was her job at the time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's not like she didn't do other programming. And to reduce the recidivism.
Recidivism. She did, which she did.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, you know, and her point makes sense. She was saying that she, you know, you sometimes you can't just do change from the outside. You have to get inside the system and try to make policies and make programs and change things from within.
Which she
and
did.
That is, exactly. And that's kind of like, that's the whole, I think, the point that, like, from I think, like, for the Black community, I think people, the educated Black people, I think they understand this. Mm-hmm. And they know that that's the only real way to do change, because anybody can put like a Black person in a political ad and be like, oh yeah, I'm for the Black community, blah 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 blah, and have like no policies in place, no actions in place, nothing that actually benefits the Black community.
Absolutely.
But somebody like her that has a proven record of doing things and actually making programs and making change, like that to me will actually benefit the Black community. So I mean, I hope people really kind of like get over themselves a little bit and realize she was actually just doing her job, and you know, she was putting murderers away. It's kind of like,
and sex offenders
and sex offenders, like, hello, like, you know. So I just think people just need to like kind of cut her a pass, because there's so many times that we cut passes as a Black community for Biden and what he said back in the day, that Kamala ripped him a new one. And we forgave him, but we can't forgive her. Like, I just, that's the only thing. I don't like that flip-floppy stuff that, you know, some of the Black voters and do. So, I don't know. I mean, I think she would be great, but I just think, like,
no, so this much, was something that, this was something my friend Renee, actually my co-host, raised, was concerns that people would view her as a cop.
Yeah.
Especially in the South, she was concerned.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's why I think she would have momentum. But she kind of like drizzled.
I know.
And it was really sad, because it was like, she's really smart. She's great, like,
she would be
debater.
Great.
And I just thought that, you know,
I would pay money to watch her debate Mike Pence.
Right. And I think she was just speaking to everybody, even though, like, okay, she's, you know, obviously was, I think she was like, wasn't she biracial or something?
She is. She is half South Asian. Her mother is Indian.
Right. And so I think she just spoke to not only just like the Black community, I think she just spoke for America. Like, our ideas, our values, and like people that have parents that are immigrants. And
which
it's like,
she does, yeah.
And it just, I thought you spoke to America.
I feel like with Kamala Harris, we have a ticket that looks like America.
Right.
Which I think is really, really, really important.
Yeah, but like I said, I think, like, you know, we need all the Black votes, and I just think some of the Black people voters are not gonna get behind her as much as somebody else. And
who do you think?
I think Amy.
You think Amy, huh?
Amy. I think she can.
I mean, I love Amy Klobuchar.
I really do.
Yeah.
Not that, I mean, I don't even personally like her that much. But I'm just saying, if we're
I really would love to get a woman of color. I would really love to see it be a woman of color.
Of course, I would like, listen.
I want to take
it. The perfect ticket in the perfect world would be like Michelle Obama, Oprah, okay?
Or Stacey.
Vice President.
Or Stacey Abrams.
Or even Stacey Abrams,
oh, man.
Right? She would be great.
She'd be great.
I mean, the perfect world, yes, that's what I would pick. But, you know, we live in the real world, and I'm not just Black people.
I know.
It's everybody. So we have to think about it. And I really honestly think that, I think, okay, Biden obviously got the Black people, so
I would love to see it.
We need to get everybody else. So I think Amy's the kind of person that will bridge the gap.
I just want a ticket that looks like America. I really do.
I mean, I think Biden will hopefully kind of bridge that gap. And in terms of for like people of color,
yeah, he will.
You know. In that way, you know, the working class.
No, you are
absolutely
right.
Like, I think he can pull that in. But where we need is that we need to pull the people that kind of not the...
Like the Midwest.
The Midwest, the people that are not on the fence about Trump. They're like, some they're not really happy about. Some of the stuff he said he was going to do, he didn't do.
Yeah.
Those people, we need to get those people to kind of...
Yep.
Their vote, you know.
No, you're right. It's a good ticket. It's a good ticket.
I think he should pick Amy. I don't think he should pick... Beto O'Rourke. I don't think he should pick.
What about Cory Booker?
Booker's good. He did that.
I like him a lot too.
You educated me that he was a part of the prison reform.
Yes, he was.
Act that Trump actually signed
and took credit for.
Took credit for. You know,
but he takes credit for everything.
I know. And then he gets Kim Kardashian up there like she did some shit. I was like, all right, you know, whatever. Girl, if you do a prison form, whatever. I'm here for it. You're going to be a lawyer now. I got you.
You know what? She's in law school.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's fine. You know, that's what you want to do. You know, listen, if she, you know, can make change.
You know what?
You know, I'll take it.
Law school is, you know what? Law school is a lot of work. If she is.
But it's just hilarious.
If she's doing the work, then props to her.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. Like, I think Cory Booker, like, I don't know if people know enough about him mm-hmm. and what he actually has done. Because, mm-hmm. like, I didn't know. And so, I don't know if people know him that well.
Yeah.
Enough. But even they don't know Amy that well, to be honest. We want to be real.
No. Amy's gotten more legislation passed than, like, anybody else who ran.
Oh, well, I think she said, listen, she must know something.
Oh, no, she...
That's just my gut feeling. My gut feeling is she should be on the ticket with Biden.
I could see her on the ticket with Biden.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, even though I like Buttigieg, I really do.
I expect him to be president someday.
Yeah, I just think he has to, you know, grow and mature. Like, become a little bit more... Get out your state bubble.
Yep.
Come on, you know...
Meet more people. I mean, I know we met a lot of people already. Learn some more things.
That's right. Travel.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think he'll be a good person to kind of...
Especially 20 years.
Yeah, the LGBTQ community. I think it's really important mm-hmm. that, you know, especially now that more people that are part of that community are actually getting seats. You know,
yes.
That, you know, it's a good look. It's a good look for him. He need, you know, mm-hmm. he was decent. I like him.
He is decent. He's another one that he's a decent guy.
Yeah, I mean,
I watched his concession speech. It was a good speech.
People are just so ignorant in this world. I was just like, when the Iowa caucuses, I can't even talk about it because I was trying not to laugh. The lady was like, "I want my vote back," because I didn't know he was a homosexual. I was like, what the hell does that have to do with anything? You just voted for the man, and now all of a sudden you're going to flip. It was irritating, but then it was almost like telling, too. It's like, oh, okay, you know, these people, you know, that are in the middle of America, they're not ready. Some people are just not ready for it. You know, it's sad, but they're not ready. So, I don't know. I'm just more or less, now I'm just like, at the point where like, what... can we do to get his...
What are we ready for? And right. Let's get it the heck in there.
Let's just get somebody that can get him out.
Like, let's get the keys to the house and then we'll redecorate it.
Right. But we don't want to scare... I know I don't want to scare the Republican Party either because, you know, they're going to be mad that, you know, Democrats are trying to take back over Congress. But...
we already did.
Yeah, they did. But there's like... wasn't there like 3 seats?
We lost 3 Senate seats. Mm-hmm. Martha McSally is way behind Mark Kelly, so it looks like she's going to lose the seat. Mm-hmm. They're going after Doug Jones in Alabama pretty hard.
Yeah. I know what somebody was
saying. Of color came out really hard for him, which is why he won the seat in the first place. Mm-hmm. Knock on wood, women of color save our tush again, and he keeps that seat.
Yeah.
I really like Doug Jones. I mean, he's not perfect. He voted for Bill Barr, which, thank you.
That's a whole nother show.
Thank you.
About Barr. Oh, my God.
Thank you. But I do like Doug Jones. Mitch McConnell's in trouble. Tom Tillis is in trouble.
You know what's so funny? People don't think McConnell's in trouble.
They don't. And he may
like
not.
Like, the Republican Party, they ain't worried.
They should be worried.
They're not.
He's a point.
Like, I don't know.
They should
why
be worried. Amy McGrath is a point behind him.
Yeah, but they're not. For some reason, they're not worried.
All right, don't be worried.
They just think they got it in the bag.
No. Definitely don't be worried about the first female fighter pilot in the Navy. Definitely don't be worried about her. It's not like she's never put. It's not like she's never done anything extraordinary or put up a fight before.
Right.
I'm not scared of her at all.
That's funny. You know, some people are saying like, "Oh, Bernie shouldn't get the ticket because that means we're going to lose another seat." I'm like, you know, I mean, I get it.
They're worried about down ballot races. I think it's a valid concern, but
right, because if we don't win, knock on wood, their teams get their asses gets out of there. But if we don't win, that's what they're concerned about, losing a seat.
Yeah.
So it's like so many reasons why I think Biden kind of blew it out the water.
Oh, yeah.
And it might not even be anything that people don't like what Bernie is saying. It's just all these things.
I agree.
Like the political things and motives and
I agree.
Trying to get Trump out. That's what I think kind of played heavily.
I agree.
Super Tuesday.
And I think that in a time when people, the Democrats, are looking to remove Trump and are looking for kindness and decency and humanity, I think him being divisive, him going after people, going after his opponent so negatively, yeah. I don't think that's helping.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think that is counterproductive.
Exactly.
I think he should stick to his ideas and listening.
Yeah.
And listening and playing well with others.
Stop throwing sand in the sandbox.
Stop throwing sand.
Stop throwing sand in the sandbox.
Yes.
Share the damn toy.
Yes. The others were sharing their toys.
I know. I don't know why I'm laughing. Maybe because it's nervousness. Because, like, for him to, you know, throw a lot of shade at the Democratic Party, it's like, I don't, no wonder nobody, like, a lot of people, I don't know why people in California voted for Bernie, honestly, I don't know. But I really don't get it.
Nope.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, we're a state that's largely, that it's, it manages to be centrist but have a lot of democratic socialism in it. I mean, if you need help from the government as far as food stamps, Covered California is really in good shape. Section 8's in good shape. I mean, there's a lot of help to be had from the government in the state. So, yeah, it makes sense to me that Bernie did well.
And we do have a lot of Latino voters, so they came out strong for Bernie.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool.
It does make sense to me. And you know what? That's something I love about this. But the thing is, that's something I love about this state. We're almost another country in that respect.
Well,
that the social programs. We really take care of each other. I appreciate that a lot. You're never going to get me out of this state.
I know, right?
I'm never moving.
Right.
You're going to bury me in the backyard. Fortunately, there's plenty of room, fortunately.
That's funny. Well, I guess, what is your takeaway from Super Tuesday?
My takeaway from Super Tuesday is that the country still runs fairly center, that the country is looking for stability, the country is looking for somebody to clean up the mess Trump made more than anything else, more than they are looking for a revolution. They're not looking for a great revolution right now. They are looking for stability. They're looking for they're looking for a return to normalcy and for someone to make America work again.
Yeah. I just think I think most Americans do not want Trump to have a second term.
Oh, I don't.
And
I agree.
Think a lot of a lot of Republicans don't want him to have a second term either. But do they hate him enough to vote for our Democratic candidate?
Joe Walsh is on Twitter. He's been vocal about the fact that if he has to vote for Bernie Sanders, he's going to. So if Joe Walsh will do it, I do think that Biden offers, let's say, a more palatable option than Bernie Sanders does.
Yeah, that's true. And my takeaway is that Black people, we have a lot of voting power. We can decide who our Democratic presidential candidate is. So please vote, do your research, and don't just, you know, vote for somebody just because you think they're, you know, for just stupid reasons, like, you know, free college or something like that. Really, like, do your research and see, like, what policies, how much, you know, what's their track record, like, because Bernie has been in office for many years. Biden has been in office for many years. What did they do? What did they stand for? What did they actually get done? And if you do that, then we can probably get somebody that can win against Trump. So just don't forget to understand that we do have a lot of power in electing the next president. Hopefully we can beat Trump. I really do.
We will.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Jeannie, I don't know if you want to shout out anything, your podcast that you have, or can they listen to it?
Yeah, Backwards in High Heels, you can find on Anchor and on Demcast. Our guest this week is going to be Melba Pearson, who is running for state's attorney in Florida. She is absolutely incredible. She's also deputy director of the ACLU in Florida. And I'm going to drop the K word. She actually reminds me a lot of Kamala.
Oh, wow. That's going to be interesting. I'm going to listen because I want to hear what she has to say.
She's absolutely incredible.
Because they even talk about Florida being very important.
Absolutely.
In the next coming up days, let's see who's going to win.
Yep. You can find us on Anchor. You can find us on Woke Author Zone, which is www.wokeauthorzone.com, and on demcastusa.com.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I hope that you guys learned something. I hope this makes you think critically about the next upcoming presidential election that we have. Hopefully it helps you decide to do more research or to figure out who you want to vote for. As always, it's your girl Ro Sonice for the Row in the City podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at R-O-S-O-N-I-S-E and at the Row in the City podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.